Your basement or crawl space have damp, musty odors? Do you worry about indoor gases and pollutants? Everyday living generates moisture that can nourish mold and odors, even asthmatic triggers. Indoor pollutants linked to respiratory ailments, birth defects, and cancers can become trapped in your home. You can buy Wave's moisture control and air quality products. Wave Home Solutions, for a dry, healthy home. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to dryhome123.com. That's dryhome123.com.
Well, we'll move to the second quarter. It is Pine Bluff leading 16-0 over Mountain Home. Tobias, your thoughts on the first 12 minutes of action?
Well, I thought pretty good. I mean, minus that, two-play, 80-some-odd yard drive.
Yes.
Yeah, I was just making the comment over here. Our away media have instant replay right here, so I'm sitting here watching a little bit of replay of the first half. High-tech over there.
They are, aren't they? That's the coaches, too. That's the Pine Bluff coaches.
Yeah. Oh, is it? I thought they had a radio deal there. Yep. It looked like a – well, I guess it makes sense for them to have instant replay, then.
We can't do that with Bob Bird up here. He couldn't handle it. He couldn't operate it. Second down and 10 for the Bombers. McKay wants to pass. Looking across the middle. Now he's flushed out of the pocket. He's running to the near side across the 35. Hit at the 40. Breaks out of the tackle there. Stays on his feet across the 45. He's got a first down run. Out to the 47-yard line. It's a pickup of about 13 on the play.
To the 47-yard line.
Did a great job of getting outside. Good job on that, D, on the tackle there. Making that end block around. Just sealing that guy. Giving him some space to get around there.
Here's an interesting stat, Tobias. Both teams have 4 first downs now.
Wow.
But Pine Bluff has 16 points on the board. Those big plays, boy. They are a killer.
Yeah. Well, they want to continue to maintain possession of the ball if they want to win this game. I mean, they're going to have to continue to have every drive needs to look just like that first one.
First down here for Mountain Home from their own 47. McKay will give it to the first man through that time, and that's going to be Winfelt, and there is not much there. No gain on the play.
Well, Thurman's back in there now, and he makes the tackle, and he is just a load. He is just a big boy. Hard to get him out of the way.
6'3", 310, and a senior. 11:24 left in the opening half, 16-0. It's Pine Bluff with the lead. Bombers still in the huddle. Finally break it. They never did start the 25-second clock. Now they do. So second and 10 here for Mountain Home. The handoff this time is the second man through. That's Junior Williams, and he's going to pick up about a yard on the play,
Junior
out to
Williams
about the 48-yard line. Rod Stinson, the safety, comes up to make the hit. And you say, boy, that name sounds familiar. Yeah, his dad was a running back for the Razorbacks back in the late 90s.
Cook was there for the Zebras.
He's coaching now at Pine Bluff. He's the defensive coordinator.
Really?
Yeah, had several years where he was the head coach at Little Rock Hall.
Huh.
Left Pine Bluff, and now he's back at Pine Bluff.
A little bit of a prodigy, then.
You bet. Stinson plays safety. Also, he'll be a receiver for some of the action tonight. They mark him at the 49, so it's 3rd and 8. And McKay will keep it this time on that read option, and he's going to get to the line of scrimmage, and that's it. No gain on the play. It's going to be 4th and 8 coming up, and the punt team headed to the field for Mountain Home.
McKay on option read. He stopped at about the line of scrimmage. It'll be 4th down and 8.
Set that up. There was just nothing there for McKay.
Ashley was there.
He did the best he could, try to create something out of nothing, but there just unfortunately was nothing there to be had.
Dylan Pausch will be in punt formation for Mountain Home.
For the Zebras.
And trying to look to see who's back deep. Isaiah Mays for the Zebras. That's one of the other questions for Bobby Boulding this week, is who returns punts. He says, I don't know. He says, we've had 11 guys back there, and we haven't settled on one yet. Pausch has his punt blocked. It's going to be out of bounds at the 38-yard line. Boy, the Zebras came strong from the left side. They had 2 guys there. They blocked the punt, and Pine Bluff set up in great field
Zebras
position.
Will take over at about the
he came through untouched. I mean, they overloaded that left side and just sent them all. And I mean, they're not a hand on him.
Nope. So Pine Bluff takes over. at the Mountain Home 38-yard line with 9:23 left in the first half. Tyler Foote's the sophomore quarterback. I tell you what, he's just a sophomore. They've got a pretty good run coming up with this young man back there. Completes a pass left side. And at about the 30-yard line, a pickup of about 8 or 9 on the play.
Pass is complete.
Yeah, if you look at Hootens and you read, you know, one of their question marks was the quarterback. And I definitely don't think that's a question mark for him. That sophomore is a player.
Winfield was there for the Bomber.
Xavier Turner with the catch that time for Pine Bluff to the 29-yard line. About a 9-yard pickup. Second and one here. Foots will hand it off. No, he fakes it. He wants to pass down the middle. It's going to be incomplete. The referee, I thought he was reaching for his flag, and he finally decided the pass wasn't catchable.
Ellison,
I was
going to
say, if he throws a flag on that,
yeah, no.
There are going to be some irate folks here at Bomber Stadium.
There would be. I mean, Liddy just did a good job of playing defense on him, staying outside of him. So that's just, yeah. This place would come up if there would have been a flag there.
Third down and one here for the Zebras at the Mountain Home 29-yard line. Williams comes into the backfield. He will get the handoff, has a first down run across the 25, down to the 24-yard line. They needed one.
Tyler Williams takes the ball across the 25 to the 24-yard line. It is a first down for the Zebras.
41 left in this opening half, 16-0. Pine Bluff with the lead. With the ball at the Mountain Home 24-yard line, trying to take advantage of that blocked punt. They shift up their personnel, two receivers on the right side, and let's see what they want to do here on first down. Foots looks to the sideline. Now looks like they may be changing the play. Still six on the play clock. Foots looks right to pass. Nothing there. He tucks in a run, runs to the left side, and he's going to be near a first down, near the 15-yard line.
Tyler Foots on the quarterback keeper takes the ball down.
He squared up there. Whatever he was looking for out there on the end wasn't there. He just tucked it right up and ran it. I mean, like I said, question mark for Pine Bluff. It's definitely not the quarterback.
Wendell was there for
no.
The Bombers to be second and
impressed
one.
With this young man. They brought him up at the end of the season last year as a freshman, and he got some snaps towards the end of some games to just get him a little experience, and he looks good. Second down and one. Ball's fumbled in the backfield, pounced on by Kylan Williams. He's the running back, and he missed the handoff.
Williams
he turned around and fell on it. It's going
to
be a loss on the play back to about the 17-yard line.
Loss of about two. Third down and about four.
So third and about three here for the Zebras with 7:25 left in the first half. Pine Bluff up 16-0. Third-ranked team in the state in Class 6A, at least in the AP poll. They give it to Williams once again. He bursts through. He's at the 10, down to about the 7. First and goal coming up here for Pine Bluff.
Williams carries the ball down.
It's got to bounce it off, guys. That's one of the things we talked about earlier. If we're going to win tonight, we're going to have to wrap up and make tackles. We can't allow guys to bounce off of us.
7:11 left in this first half. Pine Bluff with the ball at the 7. It's first and goal now for the Zebras. Isaiah Mays back into the ballgame now for Pine Bluff. And we've got a whistle and a timeout Pine Bluff. 6:52 left in the first half. Zebras up 16-0. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Are you nervous about being a little fish in a big pond, a giant campus full of unknowns? Maybe you should try the perfect college not too far away from the awesome lakes and rivers right here at home, ASU Mountain Home. The ASUMH Technical Center has hands-on, fascinating degree programs. Their transfer degrees will put you ahead of the game at half the cost. Be it business, healthcare, information technology, teaching, ASUMH has classes for you starting soon. Apply online at asumh.edu. Be a big fish in a little pond. ASU Mountain Home.
.652 left in the first half. It's Pine Bluff leading Mountain Home 16-0. Zebras taking the timeout. First and goal here for Pine Bluff. Two receivers to the right for the Zebras. Foots wants to pass across the middle. Wide open. Touchdown. Caleb Sloan, the tight end. They lined him up on the right side. He sneaks through the middle. Nobody picked him up. He was wide open.
Yeah, I think the linebacker definitely expected that to be a run play. It came up too hard, and that tight end just snuck right over top of him.
7-yard touchdown pass from Foots to Sloan.
How many plays on that drive?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 play drive.
Wow. Yep. They don't waste any time.
Here's the two-point conversion. Foots to pass. Lobs it left side and is caught. The two-point conversion is good, making the catch that time. Pass Xavier Turner on the far side. So 6:49 left in this opening half. 24-0 Pine Bluff. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
It's that time, ladies. Colorful fall leaves, pumpkin spice lattes, and fun fall arrivals at Studio West Boutique. Come in today and check out the newest selections from brands like Bobby, Nicole, and the fabulous Glider Fitness line. Are you ready for a cozy sweater with a pair of Just Black jeans? Our Just Blacks are now restocked and just in time for cooler weather. We still have great summer clearance items, too, so stop by before they're gone. Fall fashion is arriving now at Studio West Boutique, 714 South College in Mountain Home.
Do you want to experience college in a small campus atmosphere? SAU Tech can provide you with exactly that. Campus housing, student life, and numerous transfers and career degree options await you. Basketball, choir, cheer, band, and the Tech Scholars Program are all new options waiting for you. Call us today and schedule a tour to find out how you can get the affordable college experience. Call us today, 870-574-4558, or go to www.sautech.edu.
6:45 left in this opening half. Mountain Home after the kickoff going to have the ball at the 24-yard line now. Tobias, the Bombers have done a good job with this ball control offense, but when you're down 24, it's got to be a tough sled now with that ball control. You want to keep the ball out of Pine Bluff's hands, but also you got to find a way to get some points on the board.
You got to, and you want to go into halftime with at least one score on the board, so this drive will be really crucial for them.
Working right to left in this second quarter. McKay keeps it on that read option, and he's going to take it to about the 26-yard line.
McKay on the read option, he takes the ball out to about the
gain of a couple on the play.
27-yard line, be second down and 7. Thurman was there for the Zebras.
We can burn the rest of the 6.5 minutes, have a score on the board going into halftime. You're actually still in really good position.
It was a 3-yard gain for McKay, so the ball's at the 27. It's 2nd and 7 coming up here for the Bombers. McKay will give it the first man through and tripped up at the line of scrimmage, was shot, and boy, no, he didn't wind up going anywhere. No gain on the play.
Shot on the
I like what they're doing, though, sticking with the dead tee. I mean, you know, it's probably a little unconventional for most offenses, but you don't want to get out in space on these guys. I mean, they're just too fast and too quick. You want to kind of leave it all there in the middle, and you know, I think it's nice that they're sticking with that. It seems to be working for them.
No, Brian addressed that when we talked about it on the show tonight earlier. He said, you know, folks, they like to see the passes thrown and the points on the board and shootouts, but you got to do what's going to be successful for your team, and this is what has been successful for Mountain Home in recent years as far as trying to move the ball and shorten the games. Of course, we saw that back in 06 with that run to the championship.
Fourth down, long 7.
No gain here on 3rd down, so the Bombers are going to be forced to punt once again. And again, Pal Shin to punt. Pine Bluff loading up on the left side once again. That's where that rush came from last time to block the punt. And, boy, they've got a 5 lined up on that 6 on the left side, ready to rush and see if they can't block another one here. It's 4th and 7 for Mountain Home.
They should be fanning out on this. I don't know that they are, that they're seeing that.
Good snap to Pausch, and he gets the kick away. It's going to bounce at the 46, and that's going to be down at the 47-yard line of Mountain Home.
Be down at the Bomber, 47-yard
line. 20-yard punt, and Pine Bluff's going to start at Mountain Home territory for the second drive in a row.
Good for him for getting the punt off. I mean, he kicked it there with three guys in his face, and they're just overloading that side. They're bringing everybody in the house. They're really trying to get a block back there and get more points on the board and score fast. I mean, fast and furious. That's what we expect, and that's what we're seeing.
4.5 minutes left in this first half. 24-0 Pine Bluff, and got to find a stop here. Foots works out of the gun. He will give it to Moody on the handoff, and Moody's going to take it inside the 45 to the 44.
To the 44-yard line. Second down and
7-3.
You start looking at this roster, Brad. You know, Moody's only a junior. Your quarterback's only a sophomore. I mean, this team is just going to continue to get better and better. I mean, I think another couple runs of the state tournament, perhaps. I mean, they're very good-looking team.
The they are very athletic, both sides of the football.
And top to bottom, I mean, just great, great athletes.
Second and 7, Foots swings it out on the screen left side. This is complete, and it's going to be a first down. I believe that was Stinson that came in. He's on the receiving end of a first down pass to the 36-yard line. It's a pickup of about 8 on the play.
40 down to the
3:46 left in this opening half. Pine Bluff up 24-0.
Was there for the Bombers.
First down for the Zebras at the Mountain Home 36. And the handoff inside. This is Moody, and Moody is going to get about two on the play to the 34.
Ball inside the 35 to the 34-yard line.
So second and 8 coming up here for the Zebras.
The Bombers be second down and 8.
Turned out to be a pretty good crowd tonight. A late arriving crowd. We were discussing it about 20 minutes before kickoff, but they have filled in nicely here. Second and 8 here for the Zebras. 3:18 left in the first half. A whistle and a timeout, Mountain Home. 24-0, Pine Bluff leads it. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Bank on checking that pays with the Integrity Club at Integrity First Bank. Get rewarded for everyday purchases and earn up to $80 annually in cash back. Call or stop by any of our 5 Twin Lakes area branch locations and learn about even more club benefits like everywhere cash savings, free estate planning review, and other benefits to protect your financial future, as well as convenient online and first mobile banking. Join the club, the Integrity Club, and bank on checking that pays with Integrity First Bank, member FDIC.
There's a new spirit in Pine Bluff, and it's contagious. Plans are being made for a revitalized downtown and exciting events that will once again make the historic city the hub of South Arkansas. Pine Bluff Rising is working to empower citizens of the city and move concepts to action. When Pine Bluff again thrives, it will be good for all of Arkansas. Want to keep up with the progress of Pine Bluff Rising? Like us on Facebook and watch daily as a new Pine Bluff rises.
.317 left in this opening half, 24-0. It's Pine Bluff with the lead. Zebras with the football at the Mountain Home 34-yard line. A couple of receivers to the right side here for Pine Bluff. Low snap picked up. The ball kept by Foots, the quarterback, right up the gut, and he's going to be near a first down. Looks like he's maybe a half yard shy. James Schwartz, the strong safety, comes up to make the tackle at the 27. It's going to be third and short.
There for the Bombers.
Third and about 1 here for Pine Bluff with 2:54 left in this first half. Foots will give it this time, and Moody is going to take it inside the 20 down to about the 19. It's a first down run.
Just inside the 20 to the 19. It is enough for a Zebra first down.
So an 8-yard pickup, 8th first down of the night here for Pine Bluff. 2:42 left in this opening half. The Zebras up by 24 in the red zone again. Foots out of the shotgun. He wants to pass. Looking left. Fires it towards the end zone. Has a man open. It's complete. Touchdown. Rod Stinson will make the catch on a 19-yard touchdown pass.
Pablo.
Tell you what, Tobias, he's got a nice touch on those passes too, doesn't he?
He does. He just floats it up there and lets the receivers go get it, you know, sitting in the zone there. We had just a little bit out of position. They snuck right through it.
So the Zebras, again, they have no place kicker. They always go for two. Foots wants to pass right side. It's incomplete.
Almost intercepted.
Almost was. Brad Liddy had his hands on it. Couldn't quite hold it in.
Well,
2:25 left in the opening half. 30-0. It's Pine Bluff up. You're listening to Bomber Football. Classic Hits, 101.7.
Mountain Home Bomber Boot.
This is Lily Higley. I want to thank you so much for your donations to the Salvation Army Summer Camp, Camp Pardo Hills. Your generous donation helped send 50 kids from Mountain Home to our week-long summer camp in Oklahoma. We had a great time meeting new friends, hiking, swimming, singing camp songs, and learning about Jesus. Thank you again for your generous donations to the Salvation Army. You helped to make my summer camp great and amazing, and I'll never forget it.
After an accident left Sidney with severe damage to his face and eye, he was referred to the UAMS Jones Eye Institute. Only UAMS has the specialist needed to collaborate and treat Sidney's complex trauma and the technology and expertise to rebuild his face and restore his vision. Just days after his surgery, Sidney was back to running his business.
I know the value of teamwork. Now, I appreciate it even more.
UAMS, we are here for a better state of health.
Brings the ball out across the 35.
Nice return by Brad Liddy on the kickoff out to the 36-yard line. That's where Mountain Home will start this drive. 2:20 left in this first half. The Bombers down 30-0.
Plenty of time here to get a score before the end of the half. Put together a decent drive. You got a little two-minute drill going, so we'll see what they can do. They might try to get out of the dead tee now and
they may here before halftime, see if they can cut into this deficit. And then again, maybe not. They're still in the tee.
Dance with the one that brought you.
McKay will give it to Junior Williams, and Williams is going to pull a tackler or two with him out to about the 38-yard line.
Junior Williams brings the ball out to about the 38-yard line, second and eight.
2:06 left in this first half. Second and eight coming up here for Mountain Home.
I like the way Junior Williams runs as a back. You know, if he hits that first hole, there's nothing. And he's got, even though he's got the size, his feet are still good enough to kind of bounce into that next hole, picking up a few extra yards there.
Second and eight. 1:45 left in the first half. Now, Pine Bluff has a couple of timeouts left. If they hold Mountain Home with a short gain here, they may use one. Misdirection play, and it goes to Winfeld, and he's going to take it. And there's the timeout I was expecting. He's going to take it to the 41, a pickup of three. The Bombers looking at 35, and Pine Bluff stops the clock. 1:34 left in the first half. Bombers down 30-0. You're listening to Mountain Home Football on Classic Hits, 101.7.
If you're all about sports, then you need to shop the Locker Room in Mountain Home. They carry sports apparel for everyone, including brands like Nike, Asics, Adidas, Under Armour, Easton, Russell, and more. They also stock all area school logos and offer screen printing on shirts, sweats, bags, and other items so everyone can show their school pride. Remember, if it has to do with sports, the Locker Room has it. Stop in today. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
Arkansas is much more than a great place to live, work, and play. It's also a great place to save for college, thanks to the Arkansas 529 College Savings Plan. Hi, this is Treasure State Dennis Milligan. You can get started for as little as $25. You'll be giving a forever gift to your child or grandchild and receiving a state income tax deduction. Visit Arkansas529.org today.
To learn more about the Arkansas 529 Plan, its investments, objectives, risks, and costs, read the official statement available at Arkansas529.org.
Third and five, McKay keeps it on that read play, and he is going nowhere. He is going to lose. Well, he gets back to the line of scrimmage. No gain on the play. So it's fourth and five coming up for Mountain Home, and Pine Bluff uses their last timeout. 1:28 left in this first half. The Zebras lead it 30-0. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
Visit Arkansas South in September for family fun. The Barn Sale in Camden, one of the largest arts and crafts festivals in the state, is September 30th. Main Street El Dorado is teaming up with Murphy Arts District to host the headliners for Music Fest in the new Mad Amphitheater in El Dorado. Enjoy live concerts including ZZ Top, Brad Paisley, Smokey Robinson, and more September 25th through the 30th. Fine dining abounds. Spend the week in South Arkansas for festivals and music. Visit ArkansasSouth.com. Arkansas South, natural charm and serious fun.
Pausch in the punt for the Bombers. Gets it away. Boy, I tell you, that rush almost got there again. This is going to bounce at the 30 and down at the 35. Mountain Home. Pine Bluff has 121 left in this first half, and they got 70 yards to go. And we saw in the first half they can do that in a hurry.
They can do it real quick. You know, they're sending number two there, Dylan Ashley, who's a junior, and just so fast off that corner. He almost got a hand on it.
He got close, didn't he?
He did.
So first down for the Zebras at their own 30-yard line. With 121 left in the first half, they are out of timeouts. And Foots to pass. Left side is complete. And across the 40, and the receiver is going to get out of bounds finally at the 47-yard line.
To Wesley Hunt. Takes
was
the ball
Hunt
out
on the catch that time.
47-yard line. It is a first down.
A 17-yard pickup to the 47. Foots back to pass again. Looking right side. Has a man open and overshoots him. That's Stinson, the intended receiver. And at the 38-yard line, it's incomplete. And it's going
to
bring up second down.
I think he got a little excited there. Just floated it right over his head. Been in some trouble if he would have caught it there with some space. Stinson's a heck of a receiver.
Second and 10 here for the Zebras. They go hurry up as they have all night. Foots to pass again. Right side again. It's complete at the 39. And making the catch that time is Ellison. And Ellison is going to have a first down at the 36 of Mountain Home. A 17-yard pickup. Back-to-back 17-yard pickups.
They're in a hurry.
Quickly to the line of scrimmage with 53 seconds left in the half. Handoff up the gut, a flag on the play. This one's going to come back with a hold. Moody with a nice run down to the 26-yard line. He picks up 10.
There is a flag on
the
play. The
flag is at the 35-yard line.
Schwartz was there for the Bombers.
And the call is the hold against the Zebras. So
holding against the Zebras.
Pickup of.
I keep coming back to that play in the middle. I don't know what kind of wrinkle they found there, but that's been open a couple times now.
Good place to call that run with you expecting the pass there and kind
Absolutely.
Of catch the defense by surprise. Four penalties for 35 yards now. From the 45, Foots right side is caught again, and this is going
to
be near a first down.
It's
complete to Ellison once again. Down to the
7-yard line.
Mark him at the 28.
Liddy was there for the Bombers.
They're going to have to hustle.
And two.
So second and two here for the Zebras with 21 seconds left. Foots long down the right side. Has a man. It's caught. Touchdown. Stinson takes it into the end zone with 14 seconds left in this first half.
Touchdown, Zebras.
36-0 Zebras. Wow. His fourth touchdown pass of the night. This kid is just a sophomore.
He's got some nice big targets to throw to. Like we were talking about Rod Stinson earlier, I mean, just a heck of a receiver going and making a good play.
A five-play, 70-yard drive. Foots under center here for the two-point conversion play. They'll give it to the running back, Moody, and he's not going to make it. So with 14 seconds left, will break. It's 36-0.
Two-point conversion.
Pine Bluff leads
short.
It. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Depression isn't normal at any age, but over 7 million seniors suffer, with only 10% receiving treatment. Do you struggle with feelings of sadness or worry, difficulty sleeping or fatigue, lack of concentration or interest in activities? Plan to hear specially trained, board-certified geropsychiatrist Dr. Tom Foster of Hensley Behavioral Health Center speak on treating depression in seniors. October 5th at Baxter Regional Medical Center at noon. Lunch will be provided. BaxterRegional.org.
There is nothing that cannot be accomplished through cooperation. From working with new or existing companies to working with government leaders, we help our communities grow and prosper. Your local electric co-op provides leadership to ensure that your rates are among the lowest in the nation. Affordable, reliable, and responsible power attracts and sustains local economies. We are the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas, your local energy partners.
You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7, KCTT, Yellville, Mountain Home.
Here's the return by Mountain Home out to about the 34-yard line on the kickoff. 8 seconds left. Mountain Home will have time for one snap here. That was Caden Williams on the return that time for Mountain Home. It took the Zebras 1 minute, a five-play, 70-yard drive to get that ball into the end zone. And I tell you what, they used their timeouts on defense, and it worked out well that time, didn't they, Tobias?
Absolutely. It worked out really well for them. So do you take a shot here? I mean, I think as athletic as Pine Bluff is, I don't know that you throw it up.
I don't think so. I think you take a knee and go in and regroup.
You got to.
I guess you might hand it off and see if you can bust one, but, yeah. Williams will split out wide to the right for Mountain Home with 8 seconds left in this first half. Ball is kept by McKay on that read option. He's got some running room. He's got a first down run. He's going to take it across midfield down to the 49 on the final play of the first half.
50 to the 49-yard line of the Zebras.
Mountain Home will have the ball to start the second half. Unfortunately, that clock is going to be running. 36-0. It is Pine Bluff with the lead. We've made it to halftime. We've got David Moore, the head coach of the Mountain Home High School tennis teams, joining us during halftime tonight. We'll talk with him here in just a little bit. 36-0 is Pine Bluff with the lead at the break. You're listening to Bomber Football, Classic Hits 101.7.
It's halftime. Stay tuned for the Acumen Audio Halftime Show coming up next on Classic Hits 101.7.
May Family Motors in Mountain Home invites you to stop by and say hi and check out their late model pre-owned vehicle selection. Do you have a driver about to turn 16? Maybe a student who'll be graduating in the spring? May Family Motors is here to help you with your vehicle needs. Proud supporters of Bomber Football, May Family Motors, 1038 Highway 5 South, Mountain Home, 870-701-0988. And make sure to like May Family Motors on Facebook to get updates on all their great deals and specials.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating over 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The worth ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
With RMS Bank, there is no fumbling for great customer service. We understand you expect a lot. Stability, convenience, quality, and service. With online banking, mobile check deposit, agri loans, and friendly full-service banking, we are the only bank you need to know. All of the services of a large bank with personal, caring touch of a neighborhood banker. Proud supporters of our community, RMS Bank, member FDIC. Go Bombers!